So often I'm asked, okay, I kind of get what you're not doing, but what is it that you are actually going to explore with Before Psychology? And the question that then comes after I explain it is that really going to help? So we said that Quality of Mind and Before Psychology is not about giving you psychological strategies, tools, and techniques to have better thinking, to change your mindset, to set goals, or to understand your personality, your character, yourself, your motivations, your values. It's not doing that. So if it's not doing that, what is it doing? Well, where we start, and this is the foundation to all the transformative, sustainable secret sauce that gets released later on, is exploring the nature of the human experience. So what do we mean by the nature of the human experience? Well, we mean the nature of thought and consciousness, reality itself, and what we essentially and foundationally are. So what does any of that mean? Well, it means there's certain things that we've taken for complete granted that we've never really explored. We just assume blindly, invisibly, innocently, are the case about what we are, that is so hardwired and conditioned into us that we don't go and explore them. And these are the things that we explore in Before Psychology and Quality of Mind. So, for example, we will inquire into questions as to what is it that we really are consistently and fundamentally? What is me? What is the self? What is I? Now, it might sound like, well, that's very philosophical, or it might sound scientific. And the question then begs is, well, how does that help me have more flow in my life, more resourcefulness, love, creativity, inspiration, energy, balance? How do those abstract questions help? And if you'd asked me 10 years ago or told me 10 years ago, exploring this area that looks a bit unexplored and you'll suddenly find the secret sauce and what you've been looking for, I would not have believed you. But now I have looked, direct experience tells me it's exactly where to look. And after 25 years of coaching, I realize it's so much more direct and simple than we ever thought. And it's not like you have to be a special person to realize this. It really is available for anyone who looks directly. So these abstract questions help because they're unexplored. They're unexplored because of our conditioning. And once they're explored using direct inquiry, and that's a key element of this, unlocks some meta-realizations that we have about the nature of the system, about the nature of what we are. And those realizations seem to wake up two things. They wake up the dissolving of our self-identified egoic mind. And what we mean by that is we're all conditioned to seek and protect the self, the me, to strive in life. And that seems to dissolve. And when that gets out of the way, there's a lot more spaciousness and freedom in the system to allow the second part to happen, which is the innate qualities, or I call them our everyday superpowers, to come through. All the things a two-year-old has in abundance: resilience, creativity, inspiration, ability to learn, see new perspectives, to love. All of that comes online. And it comes online day to day, practically, as a result of us having these what can seem very abstract, almost slightly weird, direct inquiry explorations into the nature of reality, self, and thought. So you might be thinking, so I'm just going to realize some things and then everything's going to change. And in an essence, yes. That is what happens, because if you get curious about it, that's the only way change ever happens, through realizations. And you might have a realization about something in your life, and then something changes behaviorally about a habit or something like that. But what we're pointing to is having realizations at the meta level about what we are. And it's a particular way that we enable or nudge those realizations to happen, because they're all within our gift. And that's through the process of direct inquiry, where we explore into those questions, but without referencing anything in our learnt experience, without recognizing any concept or belief. We go before that. We go as if we were an alien just dropped into this human experience without any reference to anything we've learned. And through that process, it's very direct, slightly unconventional to start with, but becomes very normal. Through that direct process, direct inquiry, we enable those realizations. And then the magic of the system seems to do the rest. So if you're curious to know more, then subscribe to Quality of Mind, the podcast, the YouTube, LinkedIn, and there's plenty more resources that we can point you in the right direction to get started. And if this currently all seems a bit too easy or far-fetched or not based on anything, and how come no one else knows about this, then just park all that thinking for the moment and just try. Just explore it for yourself. Just give yourself half an hour to check out some of our videos and see what you resonate with. And if there's a resonance, doesn't have to make any sense, go with it, carry on exploring. And if you want to, reach out. We're always happy to help.